Good morning. I'd like to acknowledge our Missouri State legislators, Senator Kurt Schaefer. Representative Chris Kelly is imminent. I know he's just outside the door. Representative Stephen Weber, Mary Still. I'd like to represent council members. I'd like to recognize council members Barbara Hoppe, Daryl Dudley, and Gary Kespel. For the last 5 months, the City of Columbia, in collaboration with the University of Missouri and a task force from the Chamber of Commerce, has engaged in an initiative we call 40 in 2020. 40 in 2020 means that by the year 2020, Columbia Regional Airport will host 40% of all airline travel for mid-Missourians. We want those 600 mid-Missourians who drive daily to St. Louis Lambert to instead fly out of Columbia Regional Airport. We want those 300 mid-Missourians who drive daily to Kansas City International to instead fly out of Columbia Regional Airport. A 40% market share for Columbia Regional Airport will require several 100 passenger jets traveling to major airline hubs every day. I'm excited to announce the first success in our Columbia Regional Airport initiative. Starting June 7th, Columbia Regional Airport will offer daily, nonstop air service to Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Our partner, Delta Airlines, will offer a nonstop flight to Atlanta, leaving Columbia Regional Airport at 10:10 a.m. and returning to Columbia Regional Airport at 4:15 in the afternoon. Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is the busiest airport in the world. The Delta Airlines hub at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is the largest airline hub in the world. Mid-Missourians will have a direct, nonstop connection to Atlanta, which offers 243 destinations. Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport has 608 international departures a week to 60 different countries. Last year, Columbia citizens, in a community-wide survey, gave the Columbia City Council its list of priorities. Number one, roads and infrastructure. Number two, police protection and crime prevention. Number three, job formation and economic development. Months ago, many of us were stunned to lose out on an international animal health company. This prospect would have provided 220 knowledge-based jobs, including 100 production jobs. This international company would have offered a strong collaboration with scientists and researchers at our great University of Missouri. We were informed by a principal of the company that Columbia was redlined from this economic opportunity because of our lack of air service. We were told that we were not a one-hour drive from a one-stop connection to Barcelona. With our new Delta Airlines nonstop connection to Atlanta, this will not happen again. This connection through Atlanta will facilitate international travel for the University of Missouri's researchers, faculty, administrators, and students. This connection will facilitate job creators by making Columbia and Mid-Missouri easily accessible. Mid-Missouri will now seamlessly integrate with national and international clients. Let's talk about the Southeast Conference. This direct Atlanta connection gives mid-Missourians, and particularly University of Missouri faculty, staff, and students, direct and immediate access into the heart of SEC country. Expect mid-Missourians to travel to SEC country in droves, and we also expect our SEC partners and competitors in turn to visit Mid-Missouri and have the times of their lives, except, of course, on the playing field. This Delta Airlines announcement is just our first success in our 40 in 2020 initiative. With our goal to have 40% of Mid-Missouri flyers leave from COU, Columbia Regional Airport, by 2020, much more needs to be done. I believe Mid-Missouri has a large unmet demand for air service. Our group continues to speak with and negotiate with other air service providers. We need to tap the Chicago market for Chicago's growing base of University of Missouri students and Chicago's Asian flight connections. Dallas would provide connections west, increase our international reach, and allow the University of Missouri to focus on Dallas area recruitment. The 40 in 2020 Columbia Regional Airport Initiative is an energized synergy with broad-based regional support. The University of Missouri is a compelling force in this initiative with a commitment led by Vice Chancellor Jackie Jones and Chancellor Brady Deaton. The Chamber of Commerce, headed by Task Force Leader Greg Steinhoff, is making that broad-based commitment to upgrade, market, and use Columbia Regional Airport. We look forward to the Chamber's role in securing private sector financial and client commitments. The Boone County Commission and Mid-Missouri State Legislators have been steadfast in their support for Mid-Missouri transportation. We in Mid-Missouri are blessed to have a legislative contingent that works cooperatively, collaborating across party lines, all for the benefit of Mid-Missourians. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis is laser-focused on airport infrastructure and air service providers. Mr. Mathis comes from Des Moines, a city with 19 destinations from the airport. I know how deeply he wants to expand air service in Mid-Missouri. And Public Works Director John Glasscock and Airport Director Donald Elliott are working tirelessly to continue the momentum you see today. Here's the bottom line. Why drive 2 to 3 hours on I-70 when you have a 10-minute drive to the world here at COU, Columbia Regional Airport? Why stand in a long TSA line at Lambert or Kansas City International when you can quickly pass through TSA screening here at COU, Columbia Regional Airport? Why pay to park at Kansas City International or St. Louis Lambert when you can park free at COU, Columbia Regional Airport? Why exhaust yourself after a long trip with that late night drive deep into the night when you can have a 10-minute drive from COU, Columbia Regional Airport? Who needs to fight the I-70 semis if you don't need to? So when you plan your travel on Expedia, Travelocity, Priceline, or through your travel agent, think COU, Columbia Regional Airport. You're going to find the world is far closer than you think. And so to the SEC, I say to you, think COU, Columbia Regional Airport. How does this sound? M-I-Z-C-O-U. I'm going to invite Vice Chancellor of the University of Missouri, Jackie Jones, to come to the podium.
Thanks, Mayor. This is such awesome news. I think everybody in this room is so excited about that, and as should be Mid-Missouri, actually. As the mayor indicated, Mizzou has had record enrollment and research growth in the last 10 years, and with the joining into the SEC conference, all of those things link so importantly to improved air service out at Columbia Regional. We believe that this is a wonderful opportunity for the city, the university, the business community, and all of the citizens in Mid-Missouri to work together. And I have no doubt that when we do that, when we work together, that this will be the first of many more announcements to come. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for all of us, and we need to step forward and support it, and Mizzou is going to be right there. Thank you very much.
I'd like to introduce Greg Steinhoff, who heads the Airport Task Force from the Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks, Mayor. This is an exciting day. I think all of us who read the headlines every day realize that the airline industry is not the most stable industry in the world. And what that means is that our air service is somewhat at risk at all times. People could, or airlines could change where they choose to fly from and where they choose to fly to. And so we realized that that was the state of the industry, and we realized that Columbia could be at risk to have hard times with air service. And so it was time for us to all come together, and that's what this is today. It's a chance for the university, the state, federal representatives, the mayor, the business community, we all need to come together because this is the infrastructure by which we operate. This is where we get people to and get people to come to visit us, get people to invest in our community. We've got things like Discovery Ridge that we're trying to get people to invest in. If we don't have air service, we don't have any of that. So it's a very exciting day. We believe this is a big kickoff to what we hope to be a whole new era for air service for Columbia. So thank you very much. Appreciate all the people from the business community that are here today. Celebrate this and appreciate your participation going forward. Thank you.
I'd like City Manager Mike Mathis to comment on other infrastructure initiatives we have at Columbia Regional Airport.
Well, thank you. You know, airports do go away if you don't pay attention to them. You can see that happening not very far away. So you may have heard, we are focused on the airport. And to make that point, all the people behind me are behind me for a reason. It's a partnership. And all of the organizations that they represent have invested in the airport. We are currently we're on target to spend $40 million over the next 7 years to improve the infrastructure of the airport, taxiways, the animal fence, and the interchange to get you to the airport. So this is a focus, and it's going to continue, and I look forward to great success moving forward.
I'd like to introduce Senator Kurt Schaefer.
Thank you. I'm proud to be just part of this announcement, part of this team. This is a great first step in what really is an aggressive plan by the city and the county for economic development in mid-Missouri. This is a great step. More opportunity in air travel means more opportunity for economic development for the University of Missouri, for the city of Columbia, for Boone County, and all of mid-Missouri. It's a tremendous first step, and hopefully this is the first announcement of several as we move forward in the plan that the mayor outlined. And I want to congratulate the mayor and the county and the city for doing such a fantastic job on this. Thank you.
I'd invite Representative Chris Kelly.
One of the hallmarks of this year's Missouri basketball team was the ability to come right back after a score. How many times do we see them score within 12 or 15 seconds of a score by the other team? That's exactly what happened here. Several of us, Griggs and several of us, were around when the news came that ag chemical operation was not coming because it was not two jumps from Barcelona, as the mayor talked about. There wasn't a moment of hesitation when the people ready in the city and everybody got right in and said, bang, we got to come back right now, and did come back right now. And this is the first basket after that basket by the bad guys. And I'm just happy because some of these people who will go nameless have begun to start kidding me about the overpass to nowhere. So I'm glad you saved me. Thanks.
Representative Stephen Weber.
I'd like to start by saying hello to my mother, who I know is watching online. And she's watching online because actually about a year from now, my brother's moving to Atlanta. So today's announcement has probably made her the happiest mom in Boone County. I want to thank Mayor McDavid and City Manager Mathis and the whole City Council for really embracing the challenges of transportation head-on, both in air travel and other spheres as well. As a member of the House Economic Development Committee, I've talked to a large number of Columbia businesses, large businesses and also some small businesses as well, who have said to me that we know for a fact, for a definite fact, that we have lost business opportunities and we've lost job creation opportunities in Boone County because of lack of air service, because of lack of air travel. And that's something that we're never going to have to say again. So I want to congratulate the mayor and everybody else. This is the first step, and I think it's a really important one to indicate that, you know, there may be some struggles nationally or at the state level, but Columbia is definitely moving in the right direction. So thank you.
I'd like to introduce Representative Mary Still.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've always been told that you have to go through Atlanta to get to heaven. So we're all in better shape today. Thank you so much.